exclusive details from our Providence Mobile Newsroom.
Dozens of residents wrote this letter tonight that basically says they need to vacate immediately because the two buildings they live in are unsafe because they do not meet fire codes and that they were never zoned for residential, just manufacturing. The problem is many of these residents tell us they're learning this for the first time tonight.
In the Olneyville section of Providence, several residents live in unique conditions, basically an open loft with several tenants to a room. But those tenants are being told tonight they need to be out by the end of the week, and demolition on the lofts will start tomorrow morning.
So you're finding out for the first time that you're getting kicked out tonight.
Yes, definitely.
I have nowhere to go. I am homeless as of, what, maybe 10 hours from now?
Chris Mason has lived in the building for a year and a half.
So you've kind
he was given a letter tonight saying the building isn't up to fire codes and has been ruled unsafe.
There's about at least 56 other people here that have the same problem right now.
Words can't describe how horrible this all feels.
Tenants tell Eyewitness News the buildings are owned by Walter Braunhardt of Fall River. In the tenant's letter written by Braunhardt's attorneys, it states, I have been informed there are no active leases for any of you. Under law, you are considered tenants at will.
Here it is.
You know, there's leases here. There's multiple leases some people have.
We caught up with Louis Mendoca.
You're the property manager.
That's
here,
correct.
Is that correct?
No camera, please.
How does this happen?
No camera, please.
Without the camera on him, he still answered questions.
If it was zoned for manufacturing, then why were there leases given to people?
Well, because there are already people living here. We thought it was just going to be a process of zoning changes. Obviously not.
People have moved in since he's bought the building.
Correct, yes.
So how does that happen, knowing it's not up to code? Why do you let people move in?
Because it's business to begin with. Obviously, it's bad business in everybody's part. So pretty much everybody's to blame, and that's pretty much all the time I have at this time. Because
many questions remain, but the biggest is where do dozens of tenants go from here?
I'm sure there are a lot of people who don't know where they're going to sleep tomorrow.
We learned about this story after city hours, so city officials were not available for comment. We also tried contacting the building's owner by phone. He was not available for comment as well. With the Mobile Newsroom, I'm Jared Holbrook, Eyewitness News.